This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
From inside a Roman prison, Paul the Apostle wrote this letter to the Church of Ephesus. And he did so in order to give them an in-depth teaching, an in-depth look at what it means to walk in that living abundance of Jesus Christ each and every day. He wanted to circulate this important information because he was in prison and he couldn't visit the churches himself. So he mentions really no particular problems or local situations there, and he offers no real personal greetings. It was probably a letter that was meant to be circular. So it's starting in Ephesus, but meant to go beyond. Now, we begin in verse 1 of chapter 1 of the book of Ephesians, as we have just kind of had 3 days of opening dialogue. But today we read the first verse. It says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus through the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus and the faithful in Christ Jesus. Now, the evidence of grace began here in Paul's first word of his first sentence. Because you see, the overflowing grace of God was poured out even in Paul's very name, a man who was once known as Saul. And when he was Saul, he persecuted the church. He hunted down and he jailed believers. He was party even to their murder. Now, the world would not have such forgiveness and grace. The world does not forget such atrocities ever. But for God, no sin is so great to overpower the cross. God not only forgave Saul, but he actually went on to call him to the front lines to serve as a minister of that same grace that he had received, to minister that grace to a people group that he had at one time had virtually no time for, and that was the Gentiles. Now, having been redeemed, his name was changed to Paul. Now, ironically, that name means little. And I guess Paul wore that name in all of its subsequent humility as if it was the very mantle of forgiveness that God had bestowed upon him. You know, he was never Saul again. He was never that old man again, because now that old man, well, he was dead. And the new man Paul was reborn in his place. As inexplicable as it might seem, Paul was indeed an apostle. Peter once declared, "Make your calling and your election sure." And clearly, Paul understood that. God's hands were all over this guy. Oh, he was sure. From his earliest days, he knew his mission, albeit he attempted, at least at first, to follow that call without Jesus and without the Holy Spirit. And what a mess that was, and what a mess that always is. I guess we would say that's zeal without knowledge, a goal with clear directions from above is necessary. Now, sadly, lots of people today are still trying that route, and man, what a mess they make. They may not be literally killing Christians, but spiritually their bodies laying all over the place anyway. It's like a religious slaughter. So Paul, he may have been on a mission back before he met Jesus, but now he was truly out there by the will of God. Paul wrote that day not only to the believers in Ephesus, but as we have already established, he has written this letter to us, or at least to those of us who are of the faithful. Are you part of the faithful today? Again, those words leap out at us right off the bat to those who are in Christ Jesus. Paul was writing all of this because God said so. Often when an individual expresses a desire to serve God in a full-time ministry, what we would tell him from this fellowship, that if he can do anything else with his life, he should do that instead. Why? Well, because unless such is truly the case, unless you are simply compelled by God and cannot, despite all your own efforts, to do anything else, I promise you, you won't last. You won't make it. Because every day you'll be presented with plenty of reasons to walk away. And if you can, you will. On my desk, there is a small piece of paper that reminds me daily of the following words. Quote, "There is no special honor in preaching, and there is only special pain. The pulpit calls those anointed to it as the sea calls its sailors. And like the sea, it batters and bruises and does not rest. To preach, to really preach, is to die naked a little at a time, and to know each time you do it, that you must do it again."
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.